it's Gigi. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Gigi. I'm the creator of littlegoldennuggets.com. It's a website dedicated to sharing nuggets of knowledge on self-care and self-love, and I encourage you to check it out. So last week we talked about gratitude, an attitude of gratitude. It was Thanksgiving, and really what a better way to celebrate Thanksgiving than to reflect on all the awesomeness in your life that you have to be grateful for. Last week I put out a journaling activity for you using Instagram stories to give you some prompts to reflect on and to journal about. So I really hope that at the end of that week-long activity that you have a wonderful list to look back on and see all the wonderful things in your life that you are personally grateful for. If you didn't listen to the podcast, please go ahead and look for Attitude of Gratitude, and the journaling prompts are available to you on the IG highlight section, and the section is called Gratitude, appropriately so. So I hope you found value in that activity, and I really hope that you continue your journaling and your gratitude journaling on a regular basis. Daily, but you know, as often as you can. It's a really wonderful activity to keep you focused on the good stuff. If it is your first time listening, thank you so much. And for all those returning, I bow my head. So much gratitude. Please don't hesitate to share this podcast with anyone that you think would find value and who needs to invest in themselves a little bit and give themselves a little bit of self-love and self-care. As always, this week I'm going to talk to you about something that was inspired by my personal life. I like to relay some of my teachings through personal stories, and I always want to give you some resources where I'm grounding, where the information is grounded from, if that makes sense. So this past week, for those of you who listened to Attitude of Gratitude, you knew that I was visiting with my mom in Quebec, beautiful Quebec, Mont-Saint-Anne in the province of Quebec. So in order to get ready for that journey, I had to get all the family packed up. And by family, I mean myself and my two kids, not obviously, but my husband packs for himself. So I got the family packed up, did the laundry, did the packing. And for some reason, the week prior to our journey, it just went by so quickly. So Friday night was all about doing the laundry, sorting it out, making sure that the, you know, kids had the socks, the underwear, the clothing for each day, and what had to be fancier dress and less fancier dress. This was essential because Saturday, we were leaving super early, crack of dawn. So everything had to be done on Friday. No problem. So Saturday morning, wake up, it's 5 o'clock. We load the truck. You know, everything's ready. We have snacks. Everything's taken care of. My slip-on running shoes, kind of the crappy ones that you don't really wear in public, were by the door. And this was perfect because I was able to slip on my running shoes, take the kids, put them in their seats, you know, super quiet so no one wakes up, get them buckled in. The car is loaded. We're on the road. About 20 to 30 minutes in the ride, I realize that I ran out of the house with my old running shoes that were by the front door. So I said, oh my gosh, I'm wearing these shoes. My husband said, do you want us to turn around? I said no, because I didn't want any more time invested in the journey. So the drive from where I am, Toronto, to Quebec, it's 10 hours already. So to circle back, that's adding potentially an hour. We might start to get more traffic. Anyways, I decided against it. So why am I sharing this story with you? Well, this packing / running shoe event resulted in kind of an epiphany or a necessary reminder for me. Here it is. It's not enough to talk about self-care and self-love, right? It's not enough to talk about it. As Brené Brown writes in Rising Strong, love the book, recommend it, and it's something that I had the foresight at least to include in my suitcase. As she writes, quote, some researchers and clinicians argue that you can change your life by just changing thoughts, actions, or feelings. Brené Brown says that she's seen no evidence in her research. She's an empirical researcher. So she's seen no evidence in her research that real transformation happens until we address all three equally, meaning that we address our thoughts, our actions, and our feelings, not or our feelings. Because according to her, these three addressed equally is necessary because they are inexplicably connected to one another, like a three-legged stool. So if you have just the thought of self-love, your three-legged stool is not going to stand. It's not going to be sturdy, right? It's all three. So quite an epiphany for me. You know, we're all on this journey, and not every day and not everything that we do is going to be how it will be as we continue on this journey. Meaning, like, how I am today is not going to be how I am in a year from now, because it's a practice. Similar to yoga, right? It's a practice. So the more focus that is spent on this, the more powerful it becomes, the more second nature it becomes, the better at it we become. So it was really just a reminder for me. And, you know, next time I'm going to make sure that I have time invested in my packing, not just whipping things in a bag. So I leave you with this, you know, and look to your own life for inspiration and that parallel to some of the readings that you're doing. It really is a fantastic, wonderful growth journey. And that's why I love this so much, right? Because I read, I apply my readings, I grow, I flourish. I get to share all of this with you guys. And I hope that it inspires you to invest a little bit of time in yourself, showing yourself some love, and, you know, lifting your spirit and, you know, coming to a place of love. So I'm going to leave you with this. May your feelings become your thoughts and your thoughts become your actions, and that they all, you know, mesh to the same story, to the same drummer beat. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll, you know, hear from you again, not hear from you, you'll hear from me again next Monday, and I hope to hear from you. Please leave a comment or a message, depending on the platform that you're listening to. I would love to hear from you how the journaling went, or, you know, how you feel this might connect with your life. You know, in the end, we're one. If you're looking for a daily dose of inspiration and positive thinking and positive thoughts, please follow me on Instagram. Again, it's little_golden_nuggets. And of course, there's so much for you available to you on the website, littlegoldennuggets.com. Thank you. God bless. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.